Good morning. It's Tuesday, May 5th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Canada's approval of donanemab marks a genuine milestone. It's the first Alzheimer's therapy with evidence supporting stopping treatment once amyloid plaques are cleared. Early clinical signals from Aspen Neuroscience's personalized Parkinson's cell therapy and a new mechanism linking protein aggregation to neuroinflammation make today's cognitive section unusually rich. A surprising ADNI finding challenges the omega-3 brain health narrative, and our Aviato analysis shows how to use blood work to confirm whether Boswellia is actually working for you. Peter Attia's latest AMA cuts through the noise on NAD supplements and dementia risk, essential listening for health optimizers, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Canada approves donanemab, the first Alzheimer's drug with evidence to stop treatment once plaques are cleared. According to BNN Bloomberg, Eli Lilly's donanemab has received Canadian regulatory approval for early-stage Alzheimer's disease, becoming the first amyloid-targeting therapy with clinical evidence supporting stopping treatment once plaques are eliminated. This is the one to read today. Personalized cell therapy shows early signs of brain restoration in Parkinson's patients. From ADPD 2026 conference. Aspen Neuroscience presented early clinical data at the ADPD 2026 conference in Copenhagen, suggesting their personalized iPSC-derived neuron replacement therapy may not just slow Parkinson's progression, it may partially restore lost function. Scientists find the chemical switch that hijacks brain immunity in Alzheimer's, and blocking it helped mice. From Fight Aging, researchers have identified how amyloid protein aggregation in Alzheimer's disease triggers runaway neuroinflammation. A chemical modification called S-nitrosylation causes the immune protein STING to become chronically overactivated, compounding the cognitive damage from plaques alone. In supplement news, ADNI data delivers a surprise. Omega-3 supplements were linked to worse cognitive trajectories. From SciTech Daily, a new analysis of the Alzheimer's Disease Neuroimaging Initiative ADNI database, one of the most rigorous long-running studies of brain aging, found that omega-3 supplement users showed faster, not slower, changes in cognition and Alzheimer's-related brain biology over time. Magnesium L-threonate crosses the blood-brain barrier. Here's the science behind the claims. From Nutritional Outlook, most magnesium forms can't meaningfully penetrate the blood-brain barrier, limiting their impact on cognitive health. But magnesium L-threonate, magtine, was specifically engineered to overcome this, and the mechanistic case for how it elevates brain magnesium levels to support synaptic density and neuroplasticity is increasingly well-characterized. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.